Hey, man. Hey! Did you watch Mandalorian?
Well, of course we did, because, of course, we're wearing Mandalorian helmets right now.
You want to do a spoilery review real quick?
Yeah, spoiler it up, because if you haven't watched The Mandalorian yet, you're in trouble. But let's take these helmets off.
So, yeah.
Yeah! Wow. Sorry, that was a...
What everybody's been waiting for is Disney Plus. We've been talking about it.
We've been talking about it for like 6 months.
And
holy crap.
Didn't disappoint.
It came out like a shotgun.
I think they picked the right thing to launch with.
Absolutely, man. Okay, so we're going to put spoiler. We're going to spoil the hell out of this.
There's going to be all kind of... I can't review this without spoiling it.
Yeah, because this is going to be major things. Things we're going to talk about is the Mandalorian lore, talking about Mandalorian himself, which he's not named yet. But yeah, let's get on with it. Comes up to he is straight up a bounty hunter, so that's what he does.
That's exactly how it starts too. He's got his little locator there. Yeah. He's tracking some dude down,
which is funny because I guarantee in like 15, 20 years everybody's gonna have a tracking system in there. So if you ever screw up,
do you know what the chain codes are for that he was asking for?
I think the chain codes are for his actual location. I'm not too sure.
Yeah, I know you got to enter them into the thing because he told him he only had 4 digits.
The last 4 digits. Yeah. So
obviously that's some kind of number you enter into that tracker.
Yeah.
So if somebody knows, let us know, because I don't know.
Well, I think it might just be like a tracking system, and the whole reason. We'll get into it because. So it becomes a first. He gets a bounty, and it's okay. So when George Lucas originally made the original trilogy, he wanted to make it look almost like a space cowboy samurai things,
like a Clint Eastwood western.
And this show, and it's only one show. My only complaint about it was too short. I mean, it was 36 minutes of it, but
it went so quick.
But yeah. Man, if that's my only complaint, that it went too short. They have to make a foothold. They have to build that foundation of who this guy is, and they did.
Yeah, if you do a search for Mandalorian right now on the net, that's all you're going to see.
Yeah, well, so it does come out. He does get a bounty, and it does show him getting the bounty, him fighting a ice space walrus thingy. That thing was crazy.
Yeah.
And I love that he just went there.
I just love how they have the bounties are like these little pucks.
Yeah,
you sit down and it pops up.
It pops up. Oh,
is that me? Is that a bounty?
It reminds me of that blue guy. Reminds me of myself. Just joking around, even though it's like the worst situation. But the Mandalorian does not like droids, as you can see why, because
Clone Wars. Speaking of Clone Wars, you see who directed the first episode?
Yeah, Dave Filoni. Yeah. Oh, he also
Rebels, Clone Wars.
Yeah,
did he have
one.
Part of Resistance?
I don't know if he's part of the Resistance. I know he did a lot of.
He's pretty steeped in Star Wars.
Yeah, especially Clone Wars, especially because the whole Mandalorian narrative storyline about Beskar Steel and stuff like that. I love that they brought in Beskar Steel.
I know
it was so cool because Beskar Steel is the only steel out there, and that is is. Super strong. It's
can
even
withstand a saber.
Withstand lightsabers. So what happens is after this guy gets his bounty, he's trying to get. They're trying to pay him in Imperial credits. Well,
Carl Weathers, Greef Karga.
Yeah. That was.
I love how they showed the different currencies. That world building that they're doing.
Yeah, exactly, and it's good. And he says, "Well, not much Empire left." But
those
it's
are
still,
Imperial credits.
Yeah, but it still spends. He's like, "Yeah, but no." Yeah,
so you end up paying him Mon Calamari.
Yeah, but only half as much.
Yeah.
So he's all like, "Well, I have another bounty, but it has to be a face to face, no pucks, right?" So
well, all the other ones he had were too low for him.
Yeah, I mean, like so. He says.
He's a high-priced bounty hunter.
Yeah, because he says that well, like when 5,000 or something like that won't even pay
that
for fuel.
That doesn't pay my fuel.
Yeah. Yeah, which is funny because. Even in space, you still have to deal with gas prices.
Yeah, well, they use him to get in and out clean, but anymore, people just don't care if it's messy or not.
Exactly.
They just want a cheap
bounty. And that was like, you know, you could have exchanged that first, you know, iris opening to a swinging saloon doors. It would have been the same exact thing because it had that same exact. you know, an outlawed bounty hunter coming to get his bounty and walking into a bar, right? Even with the even with the glass, you know, going down the thing, that first part grabbed me, and it held on. I didn't let go.
And the thugs were kind of reminiscent of New Hope.
Oh yeah, yeah. My friend doesn't like you.
You spilled my drink.
Yeah, I don't like you either. But when he cuts that dude in half. Oh, that, my God.
Yeah, they didn't show it in the trailer.
No, but everybody was like, okay, is he actually going to do it? Because then it just slowly goes tighter and tighter. You don't see it. This is Disney, of course, and this is Star Wars.
Dude fired at him, so he didn't fire back at the guy. He shot the door control that closed it.
Yeah, he grabbed it, and he started pulling and shot the door, and that iris closed and closed. Ooh, good. That's a...
Ouch. It's a hell of a way to go.
He's going to have some
And that was all like in the first couple
that
minutes.
That was the first like 5 minutes.
So yeah, he got the dude onto his ship.
Yeah. And I love that the guy from
Brian Posehn
was the driver.
The big geologist, I can't remember his name right now.
Yeah, he was
because first a droid pulled up with a nice sleek looking laser meter.
It's brand new, no droids. Well, he has an issue with droids, I wonder why.
Brian Posehn pulls up in his jalopy with pieces falling off.
Exactly. And I can probably see him driving something like that in real life. So it was a perfect thing. And that's just more character development. He does not like droids, which is funny because he was working with one later.
Kinda.
So you cut to Werner Herzog.
But I looked, it only shows him being in one episode.
Yeah.
I love that character.
He might be, but then again, also, he might... Because he's the one who gave him the bounty, and now all of a sudden he does have this new bounty. This new bounty. So, and I don't know what he's going
to
do with it.
He's obviously got ties to the old Empire.
He has
a room full of stormtroopers.
Room full of old, weathered stormtroopers that look like, you know, Empire's fallen. Now what are they going to do?
So yeah, they're hiding out.
They might be mercenaries now.
Yeah.
Hired military. So it's all in all, and he's like, he gets this bounty for a 50-year-old bounty, 50-year-old male bounty.
Yeah, the target is a 50-year-old, is what they
told
him.
It's a 50-year-old, right? So of course he goes to this other planet to go get this bounty, and he. It's like then you have Nick Nolte's character,
the Ugnaught, like Ugnaught, the retired. Because I guess Cloud City kind of isn't working anymore either.
And he's helping this Mandalorian out because
after you told me that was Nick Nolte, I couldn't.
You
not
cannot see it. Yeah, I
can't picture him from 48 Hours. So I had him drive up in a blue Cadillac.
Exactly, and I love that they're bringing a bunch of cameos in because everybody wants to have a cameo in Star Wars. Okay, and this is the perfect time to do it because you have that guy who
I have spoken.
Yeah.
That's going to be a new catchphrase.
Yeah. And then, so he teaches him how to...
ride a blarg?
A blarg, yeah. And the blargs are like a two-legged... So I wish you can put...
Similar to do back?
So, yeah, similar with two legs instead of four. You know what it reminds me of? If you can put
me of those blow-up things people wear. Where their feet stick through, and it looks like somebody's carrying them.
Exactly. What I was thinking of is, it reminds me, and it's just kind of weird. If you can put a picture of a blarg, all right, and then put a picture of from Galaxy Quest that two legged animal he thinks is the rock monster, whatever.
Right.
I thought it was the same thing, just bigger. I thought that was pretty cool. But Nick Nolte's character teaches him how to ride that, and I love the callback to the special edition, the Christmas special. It says, your Mandalorians used to ride dinosaurs, right? Mythosaurs, you know, by big. And I was sitting there like,
because in the cartoon. Which you can't find because Lucasfilm won't release it. You got to black market find that thing.
Which is, it's online. I have it.
Yeah, I mean, if you Google for about 2 minutes, you'll find it.
But
you won't want to watch the first 10 minutes, which is nothing but Wookiee grunts that mean nothing.
Well, you know, the blue guy mentioned Life Day.
He did, yeah.
And I'm sitting there like, ooh.
He hoped to get back in time for Life Day, which is a Christmas special. That's what Chewie was going back to Kashyyyk for.
So I also heard in the rumblings that Disney Plus service might release Life Day, the Christmas special on Life Day. I was sitting there like, oh, that'd be cool. Just for like one day.
Be forewarned. Fast forward for the first 10 minutes.
Can't no B. Arthur?
Yeah. Well, B. Arthur's later on.
Yeah.
Who, trivia, is the first canon LGBT character in Star Wars?
Yep. But yeah, so we digress. So pretty much what he's doing is he's going to go get this other bounty. Now, Nick Nolte helps him buy this thing, which is kind of weird because couldn't he just like fly over there? But you know, it is what it is. I guess
he wants to sneak.
The element of surprise, which was not happening because we have IG-11 and he's coming in very robotic. You must surrender under bounty guild rule 6 something. And I was sitting there like, oh my god! And it was so good. And you know who voiced
Taika
that, right?
Waititi.
Taika Waititi, the guy who directed Thor Ragnarok and who is in one of my movies that I want to go see. I'm probably gonna go see it tonight. Is Jojo Rabbit, but that's a whole other thing.
That whole sequence, they set you up for the whole buddy cop thing.
It was
because
so
Star
great.
Star Wars loves to pair guys up with droids.
With droids or big fellas.
Yeah. So you
it's
know,
like Han and Chewie.
IG-11, who looks exactly like IG-88.
Because they're manufactured.
They're bounty
same.
Droids. Yeah.
They're bounty droids. So I think they made 5 of them. 7 of them, something like that.
And they're very secret. You can't make
comment
one
down
your
below
own.
On how many they made.
Yeah, because as you see in this one,
self-destruct.
If they're in danger of being caught, they start a self-destruct sequence.
Which is hilarious because he kept on saying we wanted to self-destruct. It was a good comedic timing.
We're
going to
shoot our way out.
Exactly. Yeah. So it was. And then I think one of my favorite parts was when they said, "Well, how are we going to get through the door?" And then they looked at each other, and then they looked at the big gun. I was sitting there like, "Oh my god, that was so good." So you know, this is going to be a huge spoiler. If you haven't seen this, we're gonna
spoil the crap
at the ending. So the bounty, okay, is pretty much Yoda's species,
which they never have named
his species, which would be really cool because what Star Wars, what Disney wants to do is kind of because the Skywalker series, movies are kind of coming to an end, and they want to get away from the lore and getting into more realism. So if they name what his species is, that'd be really cool because apparently we have only seen 2 of them, and they were both on the Jedi Council.
Yoda and Yaddle. The only 2 known anywhere in any of the lore was Yoda and Yaddle.
Yeah, Yoda and Yaddle, and they were both
Yaddle
on the council.
Quit the council. And
so what people are speculating is that these species are very Force sensitive.
Yes.
Highly Force sensitive. And since the Empire has fallen, it might be smart, and the one guy really wants him alive. And, but half would still be dead because I think they're trying to get these Force sensitive things.
If they can't have it, then it just
then nobody
kill
can, yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that was the difference because now they're standing in front of this crib because a 50-year-old Yoda species is very young. It's almost
still
like a baby.
Yeah,
because
they
live centuries. Could you imagine shitting yourself for 50 years? God, it just never ends.
Well, Yoda was, what, supposedly 800 or 900 years old,
yeah.
Died.
So they probably have like a 1,000-year lifespan, probably.
Yeah, yeah.
Or who knows? You don't know anything about their species.
Mandalorian takes place after the
5 years after the
Revenge of the Jedi, right?
Yes.
And before Force Awakens.
Yes.
Yoda's dead in that time frame.
Yeah.
Yaddle, I think, is still alive somewhere.
Who knows?
So I don't know how they reproduce, but did Yoda and Yaddle hook up after one of the Jedi councils? And
well, you have to understand. So 50 years ago, that was before New Hope. So because you would imagine if they're both on the council that they can't have a relationship anyway.
Well, that had been before. How long was he on the council? That could have been before that time.
You never know.
Maybe that's why he was on Dagobah by himself. They got divorced.
Yeah,
she got all the good stuff. Yoda, you get to keep the council. Fair, this is not.
Exactly. Now I get to hunt on Dagobah and live in Swallow. Yeah, but yeah, so that was a huge, because what it does is it brings the prequels, it brings the original trilogy all together. And
Yoda's such a popular character.
Oh my God. It's because, I mean, of course, you're not going to have the new stuff in there because it hasn't happened yet. This is timeline stuff. We're jumping timelines. But you did see the Mandalorian go into like a sub Mandalorian like lair thing.
Yeah, that's the part we skipped over. That
yeah, and I wanted to touch more.
Because he got paid in advance.
He got paid. He got a bar and a Beskar steel,
which was stamped with the Empire.
Which is stamped with the Imperial.
Because even I looked at it, she's like, "Oh, this was stolen during the
yeah." So because I guess the Mandalorian, the Mandalorian people had a lot of their steel because it's Mandalorian steel, but Beskar steel. It's the hardest steel on the planet or in the galaxy or in the universe because it's it like reflects lightsabers. So and which is really cool because he gets shot a lot
in his brand new shoulder pauldron.
Yeah, and his big cauldron, and you know it stops it because it's very tough steel. Now he says, if you get this, I have a whole palette of the steel,
right?
And of course,
that tells you how important
this stuff is because when he goes down to this dungeon, and everybody says that this was Boba Fett, Boba Fett.
It was too hefty. Yeah, unless Boba Fett just let himself go.
There's like five or six of them. And I got some screen grabs of it, but
similar coloring.
But everyone said, "Oh, it's Boba Fett." My friend was like, "I was like, nah, that dude, that's not Boba Fett."
Because
you have to remember, this is after Empire. This is technically he was in the Sarlacc pit. So
yeah,
and he didn't come out of the Sarlacc pit until God. This was
when that game came out.
Yeah, it was Battlefront 2. You know, he's not. He has a whole different.
I really hope it isn't. I don't think this show seems good enough. They don't need a
canon
by
character.
Boba. Yeah,
I don't think they need a canon character. To be honest, I like it that the universe is big enough I like that there's hints and nods to a Yoda character or Yoda species. I also like that it's completely different and it's its own storyline, and they talk about Imperials and they have stormtroopers, but it's not like, oh, Han Solo or, you know, Luke Skywalker has nothing to do with them. Which is great because I don't. Star Wars. We've heard those stories.
I want a new story.
And a lot of people are saying that this show is reminiscent of the original trilogy, and
it had that feel.
It had that feel, and of course because it's set in that timeline. Yeah. And I knew there was one of those stormtroopers is a friend of mine.
So do you know which one?
No, he couldn't tell. But he's like, yeah, I'm one of those four. Yeah, I'm one of them.
There's still a lot of big name actors we haven't seen yet. Bill Burr.
Bill Burr plays a character. I mean, there's going to be
Giancarlo Esposito.
I mean, I think so. What's happening is that he's probably recruiting a bunch of bounty hunters, or he's probably paying a bunch of these bounty hunters to maybe help him or something.
The Mandalorians work together.
Yeah, so. I mean, but you know, they're also bounty hunters. So if you don't do a bounty, it's almost like John Wick, you know, excommunicado, maybe, you know.
Ooh,
yeah.
Good analogy.
Yeah, thank you. But I mean, going back to the Mandalorian steel, you have a hallway, and then there's little
the big mythosaur
head, and then you have little kids with them. So
the foundlings.
Foundlings, and so
basically orphans,
which is hilarious because a bunch of my friends, because we're right now, it's called the Verdikai Corps. It's the under 18 year olds, and I'm gonna get this drink because my throat's a little
sore. So they have their own foundling corps for the.
They do. It's called Verdikai's. Under 18, so they're trying to figure out if they can want to change it to younglings. Or foundlings.
Well, no, younglings.
Yeah, sorry, wrong one. Sorry.
You don't want to.
Yeah, you don't want to be a youngling in this universe.
Yeah.
But no, it's a. Yeah. So, but I mean, he literally paid his entire bounty, what he got from those four bounties his pulcher.
Yeah, it's a clan.
Yeah.
I mean, not just because you have the Bounty Hunters Guild.
Yeah.
But then a smaller section of that is the Mandalorians.
Yeah.
Is their little clan that's hit together. So. You know, yeah, he goes in and you see the blacksmith where in every strike of her hammer, you know, the memories come up. And she's forging armor. He gives her that. It was a decent sized little
pauldron.
Brick.
Yeah.
And she looked at it and said, yeah, we can make you a pauldron.
Yeah.
And then the rest we can give to the foundlings. And he was like, good, because I was a foundling.
Yeah. So because it looks like he was back in the Clone Wars. He was hidden from his parents. So most likely what happened was his parents probably died.
Raid or something.
And then they probably picked him up and showed him the way. Because he's not a Mandalorian race. Because Mandalorian YouTube... Or Mandalorian lore, and there's like a whole hour thing on it tells you exactly. Mandalorians used to be a different race, had their own thing. It's a whole thing. But now it's actually just Mandalorian mercenaries or, you know,
bounty hunters. You can be adopted into it.
Yeah. I mean, there's like Greedo Mandalorians. There's a ton. There's Wookiee Mandalorians or Wookiee bounty hunters.
Turn that Yoda thing into a Mandalorian.
That'd be cool.
That'd be a weird looking helmet.
Hey, there's like, if there's a, there's a great picture of a friend of mine that he has a Greedo Mandalorian, and he doesn't have a T-visor. He has two eye holes.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, that's pretty neat.
You did see, going back to when he was on the ship, right before he carbon froze the dude, and you saw the other ones. There was a Greedo racer. And those two humans... They were saying one of them was supposed to be Kathleen Kennedy, and the other one was supposed to be George Lucas. And because I watched it a couple times, and like the third time I read that and watched it, and I was like, yeah, I guess it could be.
Yeah, it could be, yeah. Because, I mean, it'd be kind of cool because George Lucas actually did have a hand in this episode.
Yeah.
Or at least in the season. So I know he talked a lot with, because, I mean, you know who wrote it. Jon Favreau wrote it.
Right.
And Jon Favreau and George Lucas were writing.
As far as I'm concerned, everything he touches is gold.
Right now, it's he can't do wrong. I mean, I remember him in PCU as a...
Swingers?
Well, Swingers. I've never seen Swingers.
But as far as directing, I mean, he did, wasn't he Zarathustra or Jumanji?
Jumanji.
Iron Man. He started the MCU.
And then he did the first Iron Man. And then after that, it just snowballed.
I hope he learned from the MCU, and I hope they let him guide the start. Because the MCU, man, they had a roadmap. They stuck that roadmap, and it freaking worked. It got them where they wanted to go.
Exactly.
Big time. So I'm hoping they're going to do the same thing with the Star Wars thing, and it's leading to something bigger.
You also have to understand that Lucasfilm has their own Star Wars. What am I trying to say? If you have a Star Wars, they you need to be in correct canon rise. So he was working a lot with the people who there's some people who really know Star, like, I know Star Wars, but then there's some people that know a lot about Star Wars. They know the entire EU.
Random obscure characters,
and they know that how you can work things together. And he spent over, 2 years on the script with the people at Star Wars, at Lucasfilm, sorry. So, I mean, he knows what he's doing, and especially that Dave Filoni is part of it. Now Dave Filoni puts himself in the Clone Wars, stuff like that, because he knows Mandalorian stuff. So it's pretty incredible, and it's an amazing, amazing show already, and it's only episode one. It's only episode one.
Yeah.
And 40, my
40 minutes, if you count the credits.
Exactly.
It's only like 36.
39 minutes total, something like that. But, yeah, I'm going to put this out there right now. If you don't have Disney Plus, get it. It's $7, for God's sake. I mean, I know somebody's killing me with my password right now, but we just share each other's bathroom.
But
$7.
If you have Hulu and I like my Hulu. Well, you can upgrade to $12.99, and you get Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN.
Yeah, and that's
huge.
That's huge.
Dude, I was just looking through the Disney Plus last night. There was so much.
Yeah,
I probably spent a couple hours just watching the little shorts, the picture shorts.
I was watching. What did I watch?
I watched the ones I'd already seen.
The WALL-E one. Weld-E or whatever. And I was sitting there like, oh, that's so great. I was sitting there like, oh, it's all the shorts, especially like if you go up at Pixar. But yeah. Mandalorian, definitely watch it. Comment down below what you guys thought, because I thought it was amazing. I liked it because it has a lot of original trilogy stuff, and it's cool. It's a bounty hunter.
References to the
so many
stuff.
References.
Some we probably missed.
There's YouTube channels out there that they go, like, you have to understand. The episode is only 36 minutes. There are two-hour explanation videos out there. This is not us. This is pretty much saying, hey.
We're fanboying.
Yeah, we're fanboying. Watch it. Comment down below what you guys thought. And I think you should watch it. And it's $7. And it's Disney Plus. There's so much on Disney Plus. Even if you don't want to watch that, it's well worth it anyway, just to get it.
Yeah, because they're going to
kill Netflix.
When Marvel starts doing their exclusive series on there,
it's just going to be better. I was doing some editing for our patches last night, and I was just watching Captain Marvel.
On the side,
just, and I was sitting there like...
If you're old school, every Simpsons episode's on there.
Yeah. So, yeah.
All 1,000 seasons.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you don't have to let us tell you about Disney Plus, because we've been talking about Disney Plus, and I watched it because apparently they were supposed to launch at 6 a.m. on the 12th, but they launched at midnight.
It went a little early.
And at midnight Eastern time, and I got to watch it like at 11 o'clock, and I was sitting there like, oh my God, because I saw one friend says, okay, here we go. And I'm like, ugh. So download it real quick, because you weren't even able to download it until the 12th.
Right.
So 12 o'clock Eastern, you download it, and they already loaded it up.
They had two
times as many people as expected. That's why they had a lot of crashes and stuff like that.
Yeah, there was a few slowdowns and crashes, but for the most part, it streamed clean. I didn't have any buffering in the stream. No.
Yeah. The good thing is, when you have a multi-billion-dollar company, they know what the hell they're doing.
You hope so.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Sony's a multi-billion-dollar company.
Yeah, that is true.
But anyway.
Yeah, I think that's it from episode one. Episode two is coming out on the 15th. It's a little weird. They're not doing the weekly thing. Yeah, they're doing it like
every couple of days.
Every couple of days, every 3 days, every 5 days. I don't know what they're trying to do, but I guess they're trying to
keep everybody talking about it, I
exactly,
guess.
Exactly, because and that's what I like. I do like,
after a week, you know, it'll start going down, but after 3 days, it's still, they're just going to keep crescendoing.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's going to own the net.
Oh my God, it's going to be so crazy. But I think that's it from us. Comment down below and hit that like button. And right next to that like button is that subscribe button. If you want to hit subscribe, that'd be actually very helpful. And when you hit that subscribe, hit that little bell icon every time. That bell icon actually alerts you to any new videos that we put out. We put out pretty regularly videos, especially now. We're going to be putting out a lot more with this new Mandalorian. Because we got to talk about Star Wars. But I think that's it for me. My name is Patrick with Talk Nerdy to Me.
I'm Troy, also with Talk Nerdy to Me.
We'll see you nerds next couple days.
Later, nerds.
Bye, nerds. Get nerdy with me. Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Reef? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.